This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No.
Thank you. Medical professional.
Everything we've learned about the vaccine since they've come out is horrifying. There's not a single study showing that the messenger RNA is broken down. There's not a study showing it leaves the body.
I wish to apologize for any harm I've done. Any people who've incurred harm in any way from my actions as a partner and a manager in a vaccine center.
The New World Order zealots are feverishly digging themselves out of a bottomless pit.
Let me be clear. WHO did not impose anything on anyone during the COVID-19 pandemic. Not lockdowns, not mask mandates, not vaccine mandates. We don't have the power to do that. We don't want it, and we're not trying to get it.
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media. There are the conspiracy theorists, there are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts.
What had been deemed conspiracy theory 2 years ago is now being passed off in high gaslighting hubris propaganda circles as common knowledge.
So these findings are not really at all surprising. We've known about these side effects really since the vaccines began rolling out at the end of 2020, early 2021. We've seen this myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, pericarditis, inflammation of the sac around the heart, as well as this unusual blood clot that forms in the brain from the virus vector vaccine. So none of these findings are new.
As if the minions of the big pharma perpetrators finally read the Nuremberg Code after seeing the horrific data of skyrocketing insurance claims, an explosion of blood clots, vaccine injuries, and millions of deaths.
We've got Pentagon reports saying mass death and a new Navy report confirming 900+% increase in heart failure in the military.
Pressing the Army for answers on behalf of the nearly 2,000 former service members who were discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine, writing, quote, "These mandates certainly harmed our military's readiness and tragically destroyed the careers of thousands of brave volunteers."
While recent chaotically panicked developments concerning Red Cross blood donations revealed that the purebloods or unvaccinated are receiving vaccinated blood.
There is a possibility that you'll be getting vaccinated. Blood.
And is there any way for, like, my patients to know if they were getting, you know, vaccinated blood or?
There isn't any way. The blood isn't separated.
Oh, okay. So if I just got the vaccine but I feel fine, I'm still okay to donate?
Yes, as long as you don't have any symptoms.
Simultaneously, the Red Cross is banning those vaccinated with certain COVID vaccines from donating.
Well, check the new update on the Red Cross website. One of the questions is, have you received the COVID vaccine? And if you click yes, it then takes you to a page and says, call 1-800-RED-CROSS and answer a few more questions to see if you're still eligible to give blood.
The soft depopulation persists. Food labels revealing mRNA poison abound as it is added to the common diet.
Campbell's soup, and if you look at the label, contains bioengineered food ingredients. Nature Valley, Nabisco Ritz crackers, all of these cereals.
Helping animals survive, either by having vaccines or better genetics. Edinburgh happens to be where a lot of the world's best work on this is done, and that's why DFID and the Gates Foundation are funding scientists here.
Depopulation infiltration doesn't stop with our food. It is inevitably floating in the air.
Scientists over at Yale University have just taken a giant step towards making such a thing reality. They were able to vaccinate these mice using two doses administered through the nose of a vaccine which contained nanoparticles carrying the mRNA COVID vaccine. these mice were vaccinated without a single injection.
Is it any wonder that the world's elite, openly in on the depopulation agenda, are building impenetrable underground fortresses? Because the one law that can't be broken is the law of the jungle. As old and as true as the sky, and the wolf...
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so just since I got on air today, NATO's doing a big media push. But hey, we're just going to send troops into Ukraine to fight the Russians. The CIA's come out and bragged about how they overthrew the government 10 years ago and how they're running the whole war against Russia. We already knew that, but oh, now it's in the big New York Times. I'm going to drill into those articles. I'm going to drill into Trump winning so big in South Carolina and the response to that, why it's so historical that he got double the amount of votes anybody ever got in a primary, double what he got in 2000, double what he got in 2016. I mean, this is wild and so much more. And then we've been investigating clearly the algorithmic throttling and censorship at X that's intensifying. And is that Elon Musk, or is that the people inside there manipulating the code? Is he not aware of it? Because he's talked about having to kick people out when he first got there a year ago, even 6 months ago. Is it a ghost of the machine, or is it Elon Musk being deceptive? We don't know, I think, at this point. But I do know ban.video, and I was let back on 4 months ago. After a few weeks, suddenly we can share the URL ban.video, which is mirrored by madmaxworld.tv. Madmaxworld.tv still works. You go there, it's all the same links, all the same videos. It's just that go to madmaxworld.tv, and those links, when you send them out, of whatever live feed or video you're finding, will work on X, which is important in the info war. We created that because before ban.video was banned everywhere, but especially on Twitter. Once Musk let me back on, for 3 months or so, it worked. Now it doesn't work again. So did somebody go in there and flip some switches? Did it happen under Elon Musk order? So we know that's going on. And so we're just starting to look into this more. And I'm not going to go off half-cocked. But if Elon Musk doesn't give a reason why ban.video has been banned, or if he doesn't fix it. He doesn't have to make a statement, obviously. And I know some of the high-level people at X, whenever I was unable to get turned back on for Spaces, and I had to do that interview with Elon Musk on Chase Geyser's account, he said, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the back end's got to be fixed, a lot of links that have got to be done, the censorship's baked into the thing. Basically, he said Twitter's a, he didn't say basically, he said Twitter was a crime scene. And so I'm still trying to fix all the code they put in there to control things that mess things up. And I tend to think that's the case. Okay? Because why would he go do all that and then allow it to be reversed? I think somebody's gaming the system. But you can say, well, a bunch of bots went and flagged your show last night. That's why it was pulled down last night. Okay, well, did bots ban.video? No. That was done deliberately inside. So we have one case of incredible censorship going against what Elon Musk said that's happening. So Elon needs to fix that. And I'm not going to make a big deal about it if suddenly Bandai Video gets turned back on. We know it was a glitch or something. But if it just stays like that, I'm going to be like, hey, dude, what's going on, man? Because I had a feeling last night's show would get censored. Because I'm up there talking about Trump dominating and how it signals a giant landslide. And Roger Stone's on talking about the illegal John Brennan CIA persecution of Trump himself, myself, and 23 other people. And they're really scared of that. And then you had those intelligence agencies heavily embedded in X, in Facebook, in Google, in Apple, running the censorship. And you know they've still got back doors. They've still got contacts inside the system. So I tend to think Musk is not the one doing this. And I'm thankful for Musk and his stand and a lot of the great things he's been doing. And he himself, with the things he's saying and doing with his account, reaching hundreds of millions a day, is devastating the globalists. So I'm very thankful for that. But not just myself, but other people are reporting how they're getting shadow banned, how they're getting manipulated. And I've seen it happen to us. And so we're doing an investigation. Chase Geiser is going to pop in at the bottom of the hour. He's a smart guy, knows more about the ways of X than I do. He's going to give us his analysis. And then we have a great guest in studio. I'll tell you about a little bit later that you definitely want to join us for, dealing with the economy and the world and what's coming next. But first, let's get back to the fourth Baron of Rothschild. That's like right up there under the king. The Rothschilds are British royalty, folks. Dying sometime yesterday. They announced it at 4 a.m. I rolled out of bed, brushed my teeth, went and got a cup of coffee, fired up my desktop. And I love the comments on X and on InfoWars. So I was reading comments first on X. And it was like, did you see this? 6 minutes ago, Rothschild dead. And I went and looked, and we got a post out within 10 minutes of it. And the first thing I did was repost on X the famous photo of Lucifer summons his legions. He's posing with Maria Abramovich, the high priestess of Aleister Crowleyism worldwide. And I posted the image and said, well, I guess Satan summoned his legion and it's time for him to go home. And so now Satan trends online following death of Lord Jacob Rothschild. We're going to post this article on X as well. The Rothschild family announced on Monday that globalist financier and head of the Rothschild empire, Lord Jacob Rothschild, passed away at 87. Soon after the death announcement, Satan began trending online, due to users sharing an image of the recently deceased Rothschild posing with the creepy artist Marina Abramovich in front of a huge mural of Thomas Lawrence's painting, Satan Summoning His Legions. And all over the internet, it's Satan Summons His Legions. That's not right. It's been mislabeled. The painting is, I actually went and looked years ago on the big British Museum site. It's Lucifer Summons His Legions, but whatever. So that's quite the post-mortem, quite the public obituary. Lord Rothschild, it's actually the fourth Baron Rothschild, trends as Satan. Here's Luke Radowski. This is like 8 years ago, who's done the best peaceful, friendly, professional confrontations with globalists I've ever seen. He's in front of like 300 plus of them. Trying to get Luke on the next few days, in front of Henry Kissinger a whole bunch of times. He's in front of basically anybody who's anybody in the New World Order. Here he is talking to the head of the Rothschild dynasty.
Mr. Rothschild, how you doing, sir? Can you tell us what went on at the Bilderberg meeting this year?
Sorry?
Can you tell us what went on at the Bilderberg meeting this year?
I didn't get that, actually, no.
The Bilderberg, you were there?
No.
What went on last year?
No, I wasn't there last year. I think that was my cousin.
Your cousin was there?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
No. You had a couple answers for us, Mr. Rothschild?
I was actually talking on Friday, kind of saying that the Federal Reserve was one of these organizations that a lot of people say was the source of the money that's all across the world, because it's a private thing that was started by your family.
No, no, it's completely untrue. I was asked that earlier. It really isn't true.
We could go about how your family committed all these acts against society, but we just want to let you know the New World Order has no legitimacy, and that we as a people are not afraid, and we are waking up to the robber barons and the big bankers who are looting the economy with the Federal Reserve.
Well,
we just want to let you know the New World Order has no legitimacy, and that we as a people are not afraid, and we are waking up to the robber barons and the big banksters who are looting this economy with the Federal Reserve.
Well,
what do you? I mean, the Rothschild family did start the Federal. You know, they divided Europe first, took over Europe with Napoleon.
Thank you, Chandra.
No comment on that, sir.
He actually did a big BBC interview. It was more than 10 years ago. He admitted to founding Israel, or his dad. He admitted to the Napoleonic Wars and that they did the run of the bank in 1815 at the Battle of Waterloo, claiming Napoleon won, caused the bank to crash, and they bought up 98% of the stock market, literally.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Because right there is everything you need to see. Everything you need to know. That's a real villain right there. That's a bad guy right there. You want to know who comes up with all this evil crap? That guy. You want to know why so much is happening to you and your family? That guy. You want to know who literally sees you as trash to be taken up to the curb? That guy. And when you follow Disney and Hollywood and the media and the Democrats and the establishment, you are following those people, ladies and gentlemen. That degenerate, disgusting queen on the screen, all of them. And let me tell you, that whole sycophantic society of the royals is another thing that compromises so many good people in the UK. People we worked with for a long time who were good folks, a decade ago, got invited into the British circle and hung out with the echelons right beneath the Queen and King Charles. And just like that, they got sucked in to a black hole, never to be effective or do anything good again. That's how they work. Now, if we can suck Elon Musk into liberty and get him to fight tyranny, if he wants to join us, then the door is open. But make no mistake, I'm not being sucked in by Elon Musk. I'm not entertaining that with the establishment, like David Icke has said. And I like David, but I see the good Musk is doing. I encourage him to go in the right direction. I criticize the bad. I support the good, but let's make no mistake. I'm here to convert people to the pro-human, pro-God destiny. And I'm very effective at doing it. And I'm not going to list some of the people that admit to me personally I've converted them, but it's household names. And they've told me on air and personally, you're the one that finally woke me up. You're the one. And that's the job of this show and what we do. We want to wake up the average person. We want to wake up the powerful as well. See, I'm here to recruit people. I'm not being recruited. I do the hanging. To quote that great scene I talked about last week. Guys, pull up I Do the Hanging scene, Elysium. I'm sure that'll pull it up. Or Mercenary Kills Jodie Foster. I don't know what headline will be, but they're about to get brought down. Their whole evil operation is being exposed. They're up there on the elite space station. And she says, if you don't go clean this up, you're going to get hung. And he picks up a piece of glass and jams it in her carotid artery and says, we do the hanging. Now, my point is, I'm not trying to jam glass in anybody's carotid artery. I want to jam it into the juggler of the New World Order's lies. I want to discredit it. I want to destroy all of its propaganda, all of its operations that are parasitic and anti-human and dangerous as hell to everybody, including them, and put the brakes on all this and have a civilization. I really believe in humanity. I want prosperity. I want security. I want freedom. And I want to continue forward with how God created humans. If people opt to go do something else or become a cyborg, that's their issue. But I'm not going to be here trying to force people to do it, and I'm not going to be part of it. I'm in a car wreck and break my back, I'll take microchips and whatever else works, but not in my consciousness. I'm not against tools or science, but when evil people are wielding them against us, it's a big problem. Yeah, have you found it? Find the audio. Go ahead and roll the clip now. Go ahead.
I'm listening. I'm sorry that we crashed the vehicle and ruined someone's life.
nobody is going to hang us for treason. We do the hanging.
Hey, if you guys can, start it over at the beginning. I want her to threaten him first. I think we rolled it a little late. Start it over.
You idiots. You realize what you've done. You crashed an unlicensed vehicle into a suburban area. Your orders were to keep this covert. Do you even remember what that means? Have you completely lost your mind? You're useless to me. The administration realized what we're doing. They'd hang us both for treason. For God's sake, Kruger, are you listening to me?
I'm listening. I'm sorry that we crashed the vehicle and ruined someone's lawn. But nobody is going to hang us for treason. We do the hanging.
In their bunkers if they don't turn around now.
What the hell was that?
The checks and balances are there to protect everybody. Globalist elites to get rid of the checks and balances are the enemy of everyone. And that needs to be rediscovered and understood right now. These people need to be stopped. They fetishize all the evil crap they do because they hate themselves internally. They are then projecting it onto us. They behave like they're a downtrodden minority. They are the global elite. They are the rulers. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones running it. They're the ones screwing everything up on record. Bukele turned things around in 3 years, did a 180 because of real leadership. These people are destabilizing things on purpose and then building bunkers to hide from what they've done because they want to hurt us as much as they can to consolidate more power and control for numbers in a bank account. The globalists could still own stuff and be all powerful and just leave us alone, but you won't leave us alone. You've got to always be in competition with everybody, in a hyper form of competition where no one can do well but you, just like that clip I played 100 times of There Will Be Blood. It's based on their mentality. He says, I have a competition in me. I don't like other people to do well. Well, where are you going to live? Where are your children going to live? Where are the restaurants you're going to go to? Where are the ballets you're going to go to? Where's the culture you're going to enjoy because you hate humanity and you want to screw kids? No, you've got to be destroyed or you'll destroy all of us. And so I'm talking to the rest of the establishment out there as just an independent person that wants freedom. And I say to the common people as well, are we in a mass suicide cult here? Are we going to stop this crap? We'll be back with big news. Stay with me.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try bodies. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bodies, 95% humanoid extract, will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Monday, February 26, 2024 transmission. We're doing an investigation of the increasing clear throttling, algorithmic shadow banning, or algorithmic throttling going on. Those are terms I use. On X, is Elon Musk behind it, or is it a ghost machine, or is it globalist operatives under his nose doing it? He's complained of that in the past, saying it was a, quote, crime scene when he took it over. We're giving him the benefit of the doubt. We're going to do a dive on it and look at it here. We'll start investigating it more intensely. Chase Geiser is about to report in studio with us on his findings, but first, here's a quick report.
Something very peculiar is going on here. So when I go to Alex Jones's account here as a logged-in person, you'll see that we have our live show pinned here. Now, we pin every single live show, and we keep it pinned until the next live show on Jones's personal account. Now, if I scroll down here, you'll see this is what was pinned from this morning for the American Journal. And if I continue to scroll here, you'll see that we have Alex Jones quote tweeting the broadcast from yesterday. Now, if I click on it, we see that there is a warning here. It says, we put a warning on this post because it might have sensitive content. Now, we've gone in and we've appealed this warning by saying that it doesn't have sensitive content. And we've shared our explanation as well. But it keeps showing up as a warning, and it doesn't seem to indicate that they've received our appeal, despite having submitted a number of different appeals. Now, the other interesting aspect of this is if we go to the InfoWars account, you'll see from yesterday that we have the live feed pinned as well. This is from this morning, the American Journal, and this is the Sunday broadcast from yesterday. Now, nothing was flagged on this version of the Sunday broadcast, but it was flagged on the Alex Jones version of the Sunday broadcast, which implies to me that it wasn't some sort of automated system that detected any sensitive content. It wasn't the title or the name, because those are identical. Nothing was scanned of the video that seems to have flagged it. Otherwise, it would have been flagged here as well. What we're seeing is what appears to be a mass reporting of the Alex Jones account when he went live. Now, this is not the first time that we've seen this. This has happened in the past, but it does seem that Alex Jones's personal account is being explicitly targeted because of bots or leftist media or whatever is coming after it and mass reporting this content as sensitive, even though it's not actually sensitive. So we have this on top of the band.video URL being blocked in private messages and in posts as well. So there still is some censorship that appears to be taking place from the old guard at Twitter before it was X, of course, and it appears that it hasn't all been cleared out. It also appears that Twitter or X still has a bot army problem where there is mass reporting of some of these conservative accounts, as we see here with Jones.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Now, we've had issues because we're a small company compared to something like X or Google or Facebook. And so we would have glitches and problems and things on band.video, and people would think we were censoring them. Or members that we have on there had trouble uploading. I'd see them complaining, and I later find out, oh, it crashed. We had problems. It's been a hassle. It runs pretty good, but it's had some problems. So I understand that there can be other things going on. So I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt, watching obvious squeezing going on the last few months that's intensified. We're following all their rules. They're not hard to follow because we never did anything that they claimed we did before. We're not threatening anybody. We're not showing porn. We're not doing any illegal things. And Musk said he was trying to go back to that system that was there before 6-7 years ago. So that's a good thing. So we're still here watching it. But I had a feeling last night when Dan Bongino showed some of the secret document about not just surveillance, but harassment. And this goes back to 2016 when President Trump was president-elect. We know Obama put in these stay-behind networks. Part of it was declassified. He had to sign the legislation in the Defense Authorization Act before Trump got in to put it in place. So that's why a lot of this is public, kind of old vestiges of the old republic where things had to be transparent. We knew about it. But here's Bongino explaining what's going on or how we're being bumped or harassed or terrorized. And I had a feeling when I did that last night, they'd probably censor it, and they did. So I think if you look at all the evidence, it was a lot of the deep staters activating their bot armies and things. Anytime we criticize NATO or anything it's up to, yeah, I see some of the throttling back as well. But here's the clip with Bongino. And again, Bongino used to come on all the time. They had a Fox News contract. And I know Fox is letting either host come on. And then he got fired a few years ago or left or whatever it was. I haven't tried anything back on since then. I like Bongino. But we've reached out to him. No response back. He's a very credible guy. Senior former Secret Service. We need him to come on and obviously talk about this document, talk about more of it. And I'll be perturbed if he doesn't come on, but we've reached out, so that's an open call right there that he should come on. But here's what I believe got the show taken down last night, because they said they flagged it, but it was actually removed from where people couldn't see it. Here it is.
Folks, I've never shown you this before, and I debated showing it to you now. My list is more than 26 names. I'm obviously not going to tell you who I got this from, but the list of people to bump and target with, you know, Russian interaction and spying, put it on the screen. I've never shown you this before. This is from my source. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Ben Carson. Some of the names are not spelled right. It's for a reason I can't describe. I'll maybe go into it a different time. Don Trump Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Lara Trump, Melania, Jared Kushner, Jason Miller, Dave Bossi, Sam Clovis, Paul Manafort, Jason Johnson, Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Alice Stewart, Victoria Coates, Christopher Bourne, Jason Osborne, Chris Christie, Don McGahn, Michael Cohen, spellrunner, Michael Flynn, Alexander Jones, Jeff Sessions, Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone.
Now, we already know that went on, and some of it's come out in Congress, but I believe that's what they didn't want out last night, because I called for criminal investigations, I called for congressional hearings, and we've been getting those as Congress gets up to speed on this. It's hard to believe crimes this big have been committed, but this makes what Richard Nixon did look like a 1 out of 100 scale. What they did was like a 200. I mean, it's off the charts. Chase Geiser, you're a smart guy. I've got a lot of feedback from the live feed, from my new repost of the feed today, people screenshotting, getting videos of what they're seeing. They can't post in our feed. They don't get our feed. They're seeing it not there as well. There's a lot of monkey business going on, not just starting last night. And, of course, we have proof. Bandot video, which was banned for years on Twitter, was brought back as soon as Musk freed us up 3-4 months ago. Now Bandot video is banned again. So somebody went in there and blocked that. Elon Musk either needs to behind the scenes restore it, or if he'd like to make a statement of why he's done this, then I'll listen to him. But this is a big deal. We're a big story. We're a big news outlet. And I've really supported what he's done so far. I've got some numbers I can call to get messages to Musk. I'm going to do that after the show today. And I'll give him a week or so. I know he's a busy guy, but I think he needs to respond to this, Chase.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, with organizations this large, there's always enemies within the wire, people that can be bought off inside the wire. And so I think it's prudent that you're not jumping the gun and just straight up accusing Elon Musk of any sort of intentional censorship. But obviously there's a systemic problem here. There is censorship.
And he said that. He said it's a crime scene.
Absolutely. And even he himself admitted that his own account was censored from trending because they had some algorithm in place where if an account had been reported any number of times, any minimum number of times, then it automatically would remove it from trending.
And that's why he intelligently defaulted himself out of it. He just needs to default a certain list of targeted accounts from the regular algorithm kicking in.
Absolutely.
I shouldn't interrupt you. That's the key to this. And that's what a lot of folks close to us have said, that that's what's going on. So explain what you just said.
Absolutely. So basically the way it was set up before was if an account had been reported a minimum number of times, then it would never trend in the future because these accounts were inefficiently targeted as problematic because of these reports. And when you have an account the size of Elon Musk's with 170 million followers, then you're going to have a certain level of reporting that happens just because of trolls or people that are antagonistic toward you. And similar with Alex Jones with over 2 million followers, there are going to be people that just report because they hate Alex Jones for whatever reason. And it's easy to reach that minimum threshold of reports. And so if you don't catch all these little algorithms, these little ways in which the infrastructure is designed to censor people, then it happens even if you don't know it. And I think a lot of that is still happening at X.
And that's what the left always does. And as conservatives and as patriots, we don't just go mass report leftist accounts and make stuff up. But they're already doing a lot of evil stuff. I think it's time to fight fire and just...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Converted their base into sociopaths.
Exactly. And not only sociopaths, but just totally brainwashed sociopaths. So not only is their base willing to do anything, but they're also willing to disregard anything. The cognitive dissonance, as it is called, is just totally saturating.
Instead of the force being strong, the Stockholm syndrome strong. Mm-hmm. Play clip five. Here's vintage Biden. Well, we're having an audio problem on that. Let's pull it down and see if it got loaded in the system wrong. And crew, let me know when you've tested that or we pulled it in when we can get that clip working here. Chase, what needs to come out of this? I mean, not just the attack on us. Clearly, there's a ratcheting down. Everybody's showing it. They're showing screenshots. I've six stacks of them. I've got it right here. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's sort of like in a war when you claim a territory and you get control of that territory, but there's this counterattack that comes to try to take the territory back, right? So Musk has successfully taken Twitter, made it his own, made it into X, but now the enemy is counterattacking outside the walls. And so we just have to be aware that this one victory is not a permanent victory or a sure 100% forever victory. Just because he owns it now, there are all these other subtle ways and small ways that they attack. And that's what we're experiencing with these bot armies. So we should never give up. This is never a solved problem. We have to have this perpetual war mindset if we seek to defeat this censorship or these sort of Machiavellian approaches that the left takes to censorship, even if it doesn't have total control of the organization from within like it used to.
It sounds to me like you're sold on Musk being a good guy, or at least trying to be a counterbalance to the system. All I know is the proof's in the pudding. His, more than what he's done letting us back on or others back on X, and this algorithm that thinks, period, no matter who you are, what they're going to push, that's everywhere. But the reason I've been supportive so far, even before he brought us back on 3-4 months ago, was because his posts, hundreds of millions of views a day, are like I wrote them. They're devastating to the establishment. Mm-hmm. And now the communist Chinese are saying they're going to supply him batteries. Elon Musk is now under attack from that. Elon Musk relied on China to fuel Tesla's rise. Now Beijing is turning on him. That's Yahoo News. I mean, there's all these criminal investigations. The EU's coming after him. I mean, this is legitimate. This is not like a WEF or WE, whatever the damn wrestling's called. Not a big follower of it, but this is not Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, where this is Kabuki theater. I mean, there's legitimately a fight going on here.
Absolutely. And not only is it difficult for me to think of a single thing that he's actually done throughout his career that I disagree with, but you have to look at these figures from the standpoint of, okay, who hates them, just like you said, Alex. And that's one of the reasons why I'm voting for Donald Trump. It's not because I agree with everything that he ever did or said, but it's because all of the world's supervillains hate him. So he must be our best shot if he is most hated by the enemy. I think the same is true for Musk in the tech startup world. It wasn't only these lawsuits, but also the subsidies that were pulled from Tesla. And a few months ago, we reported on that here on InfoWars. He wasn't given tax subsidies that he was eligible for whatever reason that was not really particularly disclosed, or the reason that they gave was not substantial in any way, shape, or form. So if all of the world's supervillains hate him, then we should really consider whether or not he's actually on our side. And I think the answer is yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, I saw a viral clip with millions of views from Patrick McDavid, who's a great guy. I'm not stealing his thunder, where he pointed out that the judge in the second Trump E. Jean Carroll case covered up for King Charles's brother and the molesting of underage girls, and that he's also covered up a bunch of other FC stuff. I mentioned that months ago when the trial was just starting, but I didn't make a big deal about it. Oh my God, the biggest breaking thing, we're breaking an original news story. Good job, Patrick McDavid did that. So it got out there. I just kind of just read it in between a bunch of articles a few times. And it's kind of the same thing. Like, it's a big deal that the CIA documents are out, that Brennan ordered them to come after me and President Trump and others and to harass us and terrorize us. That's not just surveillance. That's super illegal. So no wonder they censored that show. No wonder they called them the bots. No wonder they got it shut down or threatened Musk or whatever happened. Because that's a big deal. But I don't tend to, when it's us under attack, put on the bells and whistles and go, oh, my God, this is big, because we're not drama queens here. I'm used to being attacked. I've accepted it. But it's almost a blind spot we get with this because we're so over the target.
What's crazy to me, Alex, is Edward Snowden came out, I think it was over 10 years ago, maybe even 12 years ago now, with all of these revelations about the Patriot Act and the espionage on American citizens and U.S. citizens. And then whenever this news comes out that an individual like Trump or like you, Alex, or others is being spied on by the government, people act so surprised.
Harassed by the government. The government said to the military and the CIA, Obama said, I want you to frustrate, interdict, you know, destabilize. So there's a term I'm looking for that's in the documents. It's disrupt. I mean, I pay taxes to then be disrupted by a bunch of globalist New World Order cult members with their PR firms, their law firms. This is the thing I want to point out. My own lawyer brought this up, and I knew this months ago, but just for some reason didn't mention it, that the main Democrat Party law firm, one of the top ones they use, the top three, that's running the lawsuits against me and spent $20 million last year trying to shut this company down and the bankruptcy and all the lies they put out, is the same. So I'm going to do a whole report. Instead of just talk about it, I'm going to do a report in the next few days. This is important. Actually show it and make a big deal about it. They are the ones running the stuff against Giuliani, against Trump, against everybody. It's all they quote, do it pro bono. Yeah, right. No, folks. This is deep state all the way, rogue elements of the U.S. government. We've got the documents. We've got the info. And Congress needs to investigate this. I mean, this, in my opinion, is criminal.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah. So you have to understand, folks, we're standing up for you. They're trying to get through us to get to you.
I didn't know this until I was watching the American Journal this morning. I think it was this morning. The expression that Bongino uses in that report where he talks about targets on the list to bump. Maybe you understand the expression, but...
It means harass, terrorize, or kill.
Right, and when they'd actually put you in the context of a Russian agent so that you can be photographed together, seen together, or it can be documented that you've spoken to this person, regardless of whether you sent
them.
That's
one facet, is to put Russian agents with you
right.
at a bar, to bump into you, so
they can use that to justify the warrants. So it's just crazy how they say it's entrapment. And it's not just like January 6th. It's all these other instances. They try to entrap individuals just as they try
to. That's one of the documents. It says bump. It means everything.
Yes.
And that goes into bumping as framing.
Yes, absolutely. So obviously we're in a major info war. Obviously the censorship problem isn't a solved problem, and we just have to keep our head on our
shoulders. Well, we need congressional hearings about the bumping of Trump, the bumping of Alex Jones, the bumping of Roger Stone. And that's what it is. Send a Russian agent to an event. I mean, one time I'm packing my bags, leaving Trump Hotel, just gone and confronted Congress and just confronted Rubio like 2 hours before, and I'm literally eating a hamburger in the bar area, because that's all that was open. And, you know, in comes this person, well-known person, I haven't released a shot, told you, and they're like, hey, this company, the Internet Research Group, through Access, wants to give me $3 million right now. No questions asked, it's all legal, just sign this document. And I said, well, obviously, you're, this is a setup. No way I'm an American citizen. Get out of here. I'm going to report this. The person got really freaked out and, you know, ran off. But that's how bad this is, folks. And a bunch of other stuff happened, too. You know, just a few months ago, they put an MI6 group out of Dubai on us. And they don't want me to get into all of it, but we reported to the FBI as well. And we went into the FBI. Well, the FBI, they're corrupt. Yeah, we go to them and say, we caught your ass in the cookie jar. Leave us alone. And, of course, it's obviously wasn't the local Austin FBI running this. It's run out of D.C. But because they don't get the authorization from the CIA, who always asks a foreign power to do it. That's what Bongino explains, to do it. But, I mean, that's the level of this. They even, and I'm not going to talk about this yet, but they even manipulated their way into the building 3 weeks ago. For about an hour. I'm going to stop. They didn't get anything, folks. But these are real spies. They manipulated their way into the building. And how they do it is they go, oh, this is a business. So something's getting dropped off. There's a meeting. And they contact somebody mid-level. And all of a sudden you think they're, and then they're in your office. And we caught them. Okay, I caught them. That's the level of this, buddy.
Yeah. And it's not gonna stop until we take it back in the fall. I don't know what the solution is. Sometimes the problem is so overwhelming, Alex, that it's hard to even fathom where the victory comes. What do we do to fight back that level of menacing?
Well, what's crazy is we already ran an investigation on these guys and caught them the time before in the sting they tried. They tried to come and pay people off to commit criminal acts with millions of dollars. So obviously we immediately know it's a setup. We videotape them, videotape their cars, all their people, send in our people that are seasoned folks, patriots, that have, you know, work for agencies, and we catch them. And we have all that. We brought a package to the FBI with all of it, okay? But I mean, the point is that that's what's going on, is they're literally trying to give millions of dollars to people that work here to then make up criminal actions against us. I mean, look, Congress is going to get all this. That's already in the works, New World Order. So, and the point is, that's how bad this is. Can you imagine what they're doing to Trump right now? I mean, they're doing this to us. Can you imagine?
It's got to be insane. I mean, we see it every day in the news.
So, Americans, you need to understand, we are like the Alamo. We may fall, but you're going to win. But this is the takeover of America, okay? By an outside globalist banking cartel. Chase Geiser, great job. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with a special guest in the studio. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.